Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home to stay.
As Stevie Ray bringing us back to the late, great SRV, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. And both of those are available at Amazon. Ted Fishman is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. TedCFishman.com, is that right, Ted?
That's right, thank you.
Ted C, with, don't forget the initial C, Fishman. It's an amazing website. You'll find all the things that Ted does and his books and everything there. Ted, we've been talking about the North Korea-U.S. summit that happened hours ago. A document, an act, you know, when President Trump went over there, he was prepared to walk away. He didn't know that they'd come back with a signed document. And yet they did come, they apparently have come back with a signed document. It does have specifics in it. It does not release the sanctions. It does call for a denuclearization of North Korea. And I got to believe, it's hard for me to believe that UN would sign a document like that, go to that extent, if he weren't at least motivated to work things out, even if he continues to negotiate hard. It's hard for me to believe he would take this step if he weren't motivated. Am I being naive?
I don't know if you're being naive. I think it's really hard to look in a crystal ball on this, but I will say it's worth the game because, look, I talk all over the place about China, and I usually talk to investors and everything, and everybody always asks me, what's the biggest risk in China? What should I worry about? And then I always say, look, we focus on these huge risks with China about our trade and all those are important issues, but nothing remotely compares to the threat to the nuclear threat in North Korea. That mm-hmm. is the world's biggest threat.
Every other global thinker I know, every other global thinker I know, you, Bob Dylan-Schneider, Bill Brandt, Steve Forbes, people on your level, global thinkers, every one of them have said exactly what you just said.
Yeah, and so Trump is right, and maybe he's listening. You know, a lot of those people are his pals, and I think he's wisely listened to them, and it's worth it. You know, so whatever progress they make, it's fine. Even if, you know, even if they freeze North Korea right where it is now, you know, one of the things that I'm no expert on this, but one of the things I gather from these kinds of documents is that the North Koreans are very good at reading what they want, reading the documents the way they want, and we're very good at reading it
right.
The way we want it. And you don't know what it means to them or how it translates mm-hmm. into the version of Korean that they use. You know, they're very careful about the way they.
But could this not? If this continues, if this progresses, and gets all the way to something that's verifiable, wouldn't this be a global game changer? Wouldn't this change the way we deal with Iran? Wouldn't this change the way we deal with Russia? Maybe even China. I mean, this could be a global game changer. Am I overstating that?
I hope you're right. I think it's definitely a game changer in Asia. I think it's unsettling that Trump dashed a settlement with Iran at the very same time he's trying to make a similar deal with Korea. That's one of the things that gives me pause.
That's part of his exotic. Exactly.
Then if he scores in Iran, if he can score double on that, then it may be worth all of the grief that anybody gives him for everything else in his presidency. Like
right.
if you take away two nuclear threats, then you know whatever the issues are with your pocketbook
yeah.
or your backyard or anything, it's worth it.
Well, you are a China expert, and so overlay your expertise in that country with what's going on right now. Would you agree with me that this meeting could not have happened without some influence from China?
Well, he was schooled on how to run the meeting when he went to China.
Yeah.
And
he being Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Kim Jong-un. And I think that's one of the reasons why he's behaved, you know, his rhetoric has been relatively calming since he made that trip to China, even though Trump was trying to provoke him.
Yeah. Well, wasn't the first move, though, by China when they basically didn't say they would defend North Korea if the U.S. did strategic attacks on North Korea? Wasn't that the first tip of the hand that they might be on their own?
That's very important. But China also had strong economic sanctions against North Korea.
Right.
That with the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how effective they
were. So are you saying that Kim Jong-un might be starting to feel isolated, and that's another reason why he's showing up at the table?
I think he's starting to feel isolated, but I also think that when he went to China, China probably offered a pretty rosy version of the country's future if it normalized.
Ah.
And it became a kind of irresistible vision.
Do you think Un is the kind of person who could lead a country that was normalizing and becoming more capitalistic and less despotic?
He might be able to lead it for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, who would have thought that that Zhou Enlai would have spoken to Richard Nixon?
Mm-hmm.
Mao Zedong Mao was a little bit in his dotage by then, but that he would have received the President of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as we said, you know, sometimes these moves solidify the place of a leader rather than
if he,
you know,
he can lead
the guy who killed his own brother because
right.
Because he felt unsure in it.
Right.
You know, so
this is not a sentimental guy. We know that already. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and get some more wisdom out of Ted Fishman. Isn't this great? I love having Ted on the show.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.